This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with the news. Our top stories first. Newly appointed Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli taking oath of office and secrecy today. Eid ul-Fitr is being marked across the country by the Muslim community. President and Prime Minister extends best wishes. And Center for Disease Control and Prevention says fully vaccinated Americans can go maskless in most places. Now, the news in detail. Newly appointed Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli is taking oath of office and secrecy today. President Bidya Devi Bhandari on Thursday reappointed KP Oli as the Prime Minister in the capacity of the leader of the largest party when two or more than two political parties in the House of Representatives failed to show majority in the race. According to the President Office, reappointed Prime Minister KP Oli is scheduled to take oath of office at 2:30 this afternoon. The first phase of cabinet expansion will take place today itself. Eid ul-Fitr, or Festival of Breaking the Fast, celebrated at the end of the month of fasting called Ramadan, is being marked across the country by the Muslim community. President Bidya Devi Bhandari has extended best wishes to all Nepali Muslim brothers and sisters at home and abroad for the peace, prosperity and happiness on the occasion of Eid ul-Fitr. The President has appealed to mark the festival following the health protocol issued by the government in view of COVID-19 pandemic. In a similar message, Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli has extended best wishes to all Muslim brothers and sisters for their peace, prosperity and happiness. Prime Minister Oli has said that the festival marked in the multi-religious, multi-ethnic and multicultural country should be taken as a unique asset. He also urged all to mark the festival by keeping the democratic, social justice, national unity, national integrity and patriotism in the center while also following the health protocol. Akshaya Tritiya, which is celebrated every year on the day of Baisakh Shukla Tritiya, is being celebrated today by donating and consuming Satu and Sarbat. Hindus believe that the good deeds done on this day, including bathing, charity and meditation and chanting, will never be destroyed. Similarly, the birth anniversary of Sage Parshuram, who was born on the day of Akshaya Tritiya, is also celebrated today. Parshuram, one of the Ashtachiranjivis, is mentioned in various mythological texts as being born on the evening of the third day. Parshuram was born as the sixth incarnation of Lord Vishnu. The corona-related deaths are on the rise following the second wave of infections across the country. Additional 22 corona-related deaths have been reported lately across the country. 8 deaths have been reported in Banke, 5 from Kanchanpur, 6 from Dang and 3 from Baglung district. The number of deaths could rise till the Health Ministry's formal press briefing this afternoon. The weather is predicted to be partly to generally cloudy in the hilly areas of the country and mainly fair in the most of the country. Brief rain along with thunder showers are likely to occur at few places of the hilly regions of the country. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to some international updates. The Center for Disease Control and Prevention, CDC, took a significant step in moving the United States beyond the COVID-19 pandemic by easing indoor and outdoor mask-wearing guidelines for fully vaccinated people on Thursday. The new guidelines allows those who have been immunized to go mask-free in most places. The CDC is still calling for masks to be worn in crowded settings such as healthcare facilities, public transportation, aeroplanes, airports, prisons, and homeless shelters. The guidance states that those who are unvaccinated or have not been fully vaccinated, those who have received only one shot of the two-shot immunization or have not reached the end of the 2-week post-vaccination waiting period still must wear masks. The Israeli military has intensified its assault on Gaza as Palestinian militants continue to fire rockets into Israel on the fifth day of the hostilities. Israeli armies said air and ground forces were involved in attacks on Friday but had not entered Gaza. More than 100 people have been killed in Gaza and 7 in Israel since fighting began on Monday. Meanwhile, Jewish and Israeli Arab mobs have been fighting within Israel, prompting its president to warn of civil war. Police, Police say Israeli Arabs have been responsible for most of the trouble and reject the accusation that they are standing by while gangs of Jewish youths target Arab homes. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news from Radio Nepal for this hour. But before wrapping up, top stories once again. Newly appointed Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli taking oath of office and secrecy today. Eid ul-Fitr is being marked across the country by the Muslim community. President and Prime Minister extends best wishes. And Center for Disease Control and Prevention says fully vaccinated Americans can go maskless in most places. Well, that's the end of this news from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also log on to our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next news in English will be at 8 in the evening. Stay tuned and have a good day.